Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
We've got one of our listeners named Mallory on the phone for a second date update. And Mallory went through a big range of emotions during her night out.
Yeah, she did.
She was challenged to a storytelling competition at a bar and never even got a chance to tell her story because her date Danny stole the show with a big tale about a girl in high school that he was in love with. And she didn't know it for all those years, but now she's in the bar with us that night. And he got down on a knee and proposed to Mallory in front of everyone.
I would cry. Oh my God. Just in the crowd, I would have teared up.
The reason that he did it was to win the bet that they had made and to get some free drinks, which he did end up doing.
Lots.
So Mallory got kind of drunk, as engaged people tend to do.
More than kind of.
Yeah.
Wasted.
And he took her home that night, and on the way back, she was laughing so hard in his car about what had happened, she peed on the front seat.
Oh, no.
Mallory feels like she may have ruined the night. But Mallory, let me just tell you, don't feel embarrassed.
Really?
All right?
Okay.
I've peed on many men's seats before. And I've come out just fine.
How?
Yeah,
how many?
I think that's a different situation.
Yeah.
I think he'll give you another shot.
No, I don't think so. I mean, he's obviously not returning her calls for a very obvious reason.
But men are the worst at peeing places when they're drunk. They're way worse than women. You have to have some sympathy if you're a dude. Guaranteed he's peed in at least a corner of a bedroom at some point, right?
Yeah, I'm sure he has. But it's just, I don't know, I really like him. And I just am hoping that he'll give me a second chance.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he better. I mean, if you're cool enough to be proposed to on a first date in a fake proposal, he should be cool enough to have some real pee on his seat.
Maybe you should offer to let him pee in your car, and then you're even.
If that's what it takes, I guess so.
All right. Well, let's get him on the phone right now and see if he's up for it. We're going to call him and get your second date update, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm dialing it right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Danny, please?
Yeah, this is him. What's up?
Hey, Danny. My name's Young Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. You have a moment to talk?
What's going on?
We do something on our show called a second date update. That's where if you go out with someone and afterwards they're not calling you back, you can reach out to us and we'll reach out to that person for you to try and figure out the reason why.
Okay.
Okay. And so there's a woman that reached out to us about you. Her name's Mallory. She told us all about the night that you guys went to a bar and that made up this great thing about long-lost loves in high school.
What was going through your head when you got down on a knee and faked proposed to a chick you just met?
She's so pretty and she's so nice. And I guess, like, I've been kind of planning to do that kind of, like, date idea with someone special. I guess I was just disappointed in the end.
Yeah, the pee thing. Well,
yeah.
She told us, sorry.
Yeah, she
I'm
did.
Getting ahead of myself.
She did tell us about how the night ended with your car being a little soiled. I don't know what to say. I'm sorry for your car.
It's okay. I guess I was kind of disappointed before that.
What? Wait, what? It wasn't the pee. Dude, she's humiliated.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the real deal. The truth is that it wasn't a made-up story.
What do you mean it's not a made-up story?
The story was the truth about me being in love with her.
Whoa.
Hold up. Yeah.
My head. She told us that you guys had just met at a bar recently.
Yeah, like that didn't help that she didn't remember me.
You really went to school? You know,
I did go to school with her. I'd known Mallory for a few years, you know, like kind of from afar. And
what?
She did move away before I could do anything. And, you know, that's weird. I guess I really was kind of like proposing to her.
Oh,
you know?
My gosh.
Are you messing
Wait,
with us?
I
like,
can't...
is this a, like, you're the big storyteller dude and now you're just going with it?
No.
She said she just met you at a bar with her friends and you hit on her and that's how you got her number.
But that's not true. You've known her for longer than that.
I guess you could say, like, I've known about her, but she really hasn't known about me.
Okay, that makes you sound like a stalker. How did you know about her?
I know that it sounds awkward, okay? Like, how do you tell somebody you have strong feelings for them without being creepy?
But
you do it in emojis.
No.
It lightens it.
how do you have strong feelings for someone if you don't even know them and they don't even know you exist?
I do know her. I do know about her. You know, I've cared about her for a long time. And
it's like, is it? I feel like it's knowing a restaurant by looking at the Yelp reviews and never actually going there and then giving your an opinion on it.
So what are you disappointed in, Danny, that she didn't know that you had these feelings secretly this whole time?
Or she didn't know you existed?
Well, it's just, I guess, like, how do you tell somebody you've been in love with them for over a few years? You know, she was laughing about it and saying I'm a great storyteller, and this just isn't a story.
So she's like, it's so believable.
Was that a real proposal then?
I mean, kind of.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Okay, hold up, though. So if she really said yes, you would really marry this girl?
I mean, Charity did say yes.
No, but she didn't know that she was saying yes.
And that's not going to hold up in court.
You don't go to court for engagements. What is going on?
Where do you go from here? You tell me how I tell her it was a real story and it was really about her. What would you do?
Well, you kind of already did tell her.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God. This is about to be so
because
good.
Because she's been on the other line listening this whole time, and she wants to talk to you.
No. Tell me you're lying.
She may have fainted because I probably would have.
This is nuts.
Mallory?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can't hold it in.
Is that all true?
Yeah, it's true, and I'm sorry you had to find out this way.
Oh my God.
I feel terrible. Like, I can't believe, like,
I'm so heavy.
I don't understand, like, what, this is, like, a lot to take in. How are you disappointed that I didn't know that we hadn't met before if we hadn't met before?
No.
Like, I don't understand. That doesn't make any sense.
I guess I'm really disappointed in myself because after all this time and thinking about you, this is the way that I try to let you know how I felt, and it was the wrong way to do it, and I guess I'm sorry. You know, like, what do you do in this situation?
I feel like one thing could be to be honest with someone.
But that would have scared you away. I know that would have scared you away if I had just told you, you know? Like, we were just really, like, getting to, like, spend time together.
Yeah, better to just propose to her right off the bat before she even knows who you are.
See, I'm with Jeffrey on that
one. I mean, hearing that sounds crazy, too.
Is there no middle ground with you?
Yeah. I mean, like, I humiliated myself in your car on the way home, and, like, I felt like I'm going out on a limb by taking the story to, like, a radio show to reach out to you.
Which and is kind of weird, like, but that's okay.
Oh, you're being the judgy one now. Yeah. Okay, hold on.
I'm weird.
Okay, creeper.
No, maybe.
Oh, my God. Maybe
it's just kind of nice, you know, that we both, like, don't need to feel bad, maybe, you know? Maybe this is just, like, part of a story of us figuring out how to, like, try this thing.
Hey,
yeah, what do you say you call it even, Mallory?
Wait, hold on. I don't even know where Mallory is at this. Are you creeped out? Do you see red flags? Are you thinking this is romantic?
Or do you feel the same? Are you in love?
Because personally, I feel like I need to tell you to run, but I don't know.
I mean, there are definitely a lot of conflicting emotions right now because I don't understand completely where you're coming from. I do feel like it was kind of like I've been stalked. It's weird. It's definitely weird. I mean,
it's definitely a lot to process, especially on a radio show. So why don't we offer to send you guys out on another date so you guys can talk about this, sort everything out, and then maybe things will become more clear.
Yeah.
So wait, who do we ask at this point?
I'm trying to figure out. Oh, like, do I ask Danny if he'd be willing to go on a second date? Because I think he would.
Yeah.
Wait, Danny? No, but Danny, could you go on a normal second date? Because you proposed to this girl, she said yes, you didn't like the outcome, and then suddenly wouldn't call her back. Like, are you okay with normal?
Yes. I am actually a pretty chill guy normally. This is just, I am very tongue-tied around Mallory, and so, like, it just made it easier for me to kind of do it this way.
Love makes you do crazy things.
Yeah, I mean, I just, like, I guess it wouldn't hurt to just have a conversation about this and see how things turn out.
See?
Oh, my God.
All right.
It's not a bad idea.
I am so interested in what is going to happen
next. I
know.
I'm going to be a fly on.
And, like, I really look forward to just hanging out with you now that you know everything and that story was really about you.
Oh, my God. You should do the story off again, and this time she's going to publicly divorce you in front of everyone.
I am hating this man.
I don't know. I think we go back to peeing on each other's seats. That sounds way more romantic.
Okay, either one.
Okay, I think I just need to go right now because I just really need to process all this. So.
Oh, my God.
You have to go? Is it number one or number two? We'll let you go,
God,
okay?
That's a low blow.
Oh, my God. Mallory, keep us updated.
Okay.
We're doing a second date update right now.
Yeah.
And we just heard a call that we did a few months back involving two people named Danny and Mallory.
Yes.
If you missed it, Danny fake proposed after he revealed to a bar full of people that Mallory was his long lost love from high school.
I mean, it was
so cute.
It was a great story.
Yeah.
I mean, when we thought it was fake.
Yeah. I mean, there was also some car seat wedding involved, but that was after a lot of drinking. So.
Yeah.
They agreed to go out on another date.
That's the normal part.
Yeah.
Right, right. Well, you know, somebody wet themselves. It's not a big deal.
It happens. But they agreed to go out again, which we paid for them to do.
Yes.
And that was months ago. Mm-hmm. So we reached out to the couple, and now we have both Mallory and Danny back on the phone once again to find out what's new since we last spoke. Now, first, we're going to talk to Mallory by herself, just check in with how she's doing.
I hate that because I can usually tell in their voices how it's going when they talk together. Okay,
yeah.
Fine. Let's isolate them. Fine,
let's
Jeffrey.
Find out.
Ruin my fun.
Hey, Mallory, how's it going?
Hi. Okay, how are you?
Okay.
She said okay. Tell. I can't tell.
I don't know if that means you're in love or not.
What's going on, Mallory? Are you and Danny doing good? You still seeing each other? What's happening?
Next to you right
Hold
now,
on.
Ben.
What was the second date like after you guys like went out?
The second date was good. It was fine. We had we had a good time.
Okay.
Not a glowing review. I
mean, no, but not terrible either.
Uh-huh. So what happened? Are you and Danny still together?
Absolutely not. I am single. I'm happy. I'm actually seeing a couple of other people, but I am definitely not dating Danny.
Okay,
definitely not.
Yikes. Yeah, why did you laugh? What happened?
Oh my God. I mean, where do I begin? Like,
that's not good.
After Second Date Update aired, I just got so many calls and messages and texts. Like, people from my high school reaching out, like, I can't believe that you and Danny are dating and together because, like, he was such a nerd back in high school.
Oh.
And, you know,
oh, no.
Like, someone I totally wouldn't have seen you with, but that's so great that, you know, like, he went to all these great lengths to get together with you.
Yeah,
okay.
Totally.
And so then, like, a few days went by after, you know, all the crazy madness, and I got messaged by two other women from my high school, and they told me he did the same exact thing to us.
Oh, my
what?
God.
No.
Are you serious?
Were they just playing you? Like, I mean, were they,
Dude.
Like, jealous or something, or this is his shtick?
No, that is specific.
I mean, I called them. I was like, what are you talking about? And so I talked to both of them. And they were like, same exact deal. Like, he went to that open mic. Like, he did the whole story, the whole proposal.
What?
What did you say to him?
So, I just had a day where I just, because he was, like, texting me. And I just, like, went radio silent for a day or so. Because I was, like, so beyond enraged.
Right, because it feels like a whole lie. Like, the whole thing is a big lie, then, if he's doing it to everybody.
No, it was so sweet.
Like, an unbelievable, like, this is not, like, a little white lie. It was, like, a whole production that he went through.
Yeah.
And I, you know, peed in his car, too. Like, I...
Let's not forget.
Now you're kind of happy that you did, looking back.
Yeah, right?
I mean, I wish I peed more. I wish I...
So have you spoken to Danny since that happened, or what happened since then?
No, I told him, I was like, you know what, Danny, I know what you've done. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that you, this is a scam of yours, this is your move.
Yeah.
Like,
wow. Okay, well, Mallory, I want to say we didn't tell you Danny's been on the other line listening and he wants to talk with you, but you already knew that because we're doing an update. So is it cool if we bring him on now to speak with him?
Yeah, I'd love to hear what he has to say for himself.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, let's punch him up. Danny,
Yeah.
Hey, man. I'm going to give you a chance to explain yourself here, but before you say anything, I just want to say, yes, I will marry you.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember us, but we all went to high school with
you. Yeah, we did.
Danny, come on, man.
Okay, look, I really think, Mallory, that you're overblowing how this all played out.
Oh, so it is true.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I'll bet you think that, yeah.
Hold on, let him talk.
Yeah, what happened?
I know things went differently than we both wanted, and, you know, I really wish that it went differently. But to say that this is like a scam, I just think that's really unfair. Mm. You know, what I did is I put myself out on the line, and I have a really powerful way to show people that I feel something for them. You know, no other guy would have put in that much time and effort just to, like, connect.
What? What? Your defense is it was a really elaborate lie in production, and so therefore it should show how much you care? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to get too heavy with this, but, like, what is love if it's not an action?
What?
What does that even mean?
Doesn't make sense. I think he got that from a song.
Yeah.
Right? That wasn't even...
So did this really happen? Did you really take out several other women and do the same thing to them?
Just so that it's here and that it's on the record and you're hearing this. Mallory, you're the one I felt connected with.
Oh.
I felt real emotions when I got down on one knee with you, and I never felt that with any of the other women.
What?
Oh, wow.
That makes it worse somehow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you, like, not attached to reality at all? Like, you don't sound like you have any remorse.
Like, if somebody did this for me, I would be the most flattered ever. No, nobody puts in this time and effort
wow.
to try to connect.
Okay, so you're still
twisted,
holding out
man.
Hope that you and Mallory are going to get together then.
Have you never seen the TV show The Bachelor? Like, blows everything you've done way out of the water. And those don't work out.
Well, I take that as a compliment.
Okay. Mallory, how are you feeling about all this?
I mean, honestly, Danny, like, I hope you're proud of yourself that you, you know, came up with this amazing, elaborate scam to manipulate women and play with their emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And how can anybody ever have a solid relationship with you if the first thing that you do is start the relationship off based on a huge, corny, cheesy lie?
I think he hung up.
Yeah. You still there, Danny?
Okay, fine. I hear you.
Okay.
But I just want you to know, Mallory, one thing. I am never going to propose to you again.
Oh, wow.
No.
Wow, he got you there, Mallory.
What did we do?
Mic drop.
I dodged a huge bullet.
All right.
Oh, my
well,
God.
You two ex-lovebirds keep us updated on your lives. We'd love to have you back at any time,
no,
Danny. We'll do a second date update for the next three women you fake propose to, all right? Free of charge.
Yeah.
You screw with my emotions too, Danny. You're done, okay? You're blacklisted. Okay.
All right, I really think he hung up that time.
Yeah. Moving 92.5.